Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present
Junction Time!
Makers of Milky Way candy bars welcome you to Curtain Time. All the new spring styles are in evidence tonight as a capacity crowd fills the theater lobby. And here in time for the first act is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's tonight's play like?
It's a very engaging romance, John. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, the audience is settled in their seats and the play will begin in a moment. So let's look at our program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Milky Way Players, are starred tonight in The World Between. Mr. Elders is cast as Richard Blaine and Miss Sargent as Norma Taylor.
Curtain time!
Well, there's the call for the first act of The World Between. The scene is one of the upper floors of a large department store. A good-looking, well-dressed young man has just stepped off the elevator and approaches the lingerie center.
Good morning, sir. Is there something I can do for you?
Yes. Turn your head just a little more that way.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, the light's much better on your hair that way.
I'm sorry, sir, but if there's something you wish to purchase...
No. Remember, the customer's always right.
If you came here to buy something...
Well, if I did, you've made me forget all about it.
Now, really, if you...
Now I know how poets get their inspiration. How songwriters...
If you please, perhaps someone else can show you what you want.
Here, don't go away. I haven't bought anything yet.
Very well, if you've made up your mind.
Promise you won't walk out on me again? After all, I may be a nice guy.
Please, Mr. Mason may hear you.
Who's he, the floor walker?
Yes.
And I don't want to talk to him. I'd much rather talk to you.
But he's the department manager and he doesn't
But I do. And when I like lady, I like.
Perhaps if I get one of the other girls.
Okay, you win. I want to buy a negligee.
A negligee?
Yes, but it's not for me. I want it for my mother. She's taken up convalescing.
Oh, I see. Of what size?
You mean they come in sizes?
I'm afraid they do.
Well, Mother's not exactly Miss America.
Well?
She's about so high and a little on the plump side.
Well, perhaps she'd like this blue velvet. It's very lovely.
Yes, so are you.
And here's something else that's very nice.
Oh, but not for Mother.
Well, perhaps...
Looks as though it should be in somebody's trousseau. And Mother isn't thinking of matrimony.
Here's a number that's really quite beautiful.
If you say it's beautiful, it's beautiful. Beautiful. How much is it?
It's $65.
Gee, that's a king's ransom.
Well, everything's...
Okay, wrap it up. It's a lot of dough for something only a doctor and a couple of nurses will see.
Is this a charge?
No, I'll pay for it. Here, take it out of this.
A $100 bill? Well, we don't see many $100 bills.
You know, now that this little transaction is over, will you have dinner with me tonight?
No, thank you.
Oh. Well, do you like to dance?
Well, I do.
Good.
But...
As long as you don't get hungry, we can dance.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'll have one of the other girls bring you your package and your change.
Oh, but look, you don't want to eat. You don't want to dance.
I just want you to let me alone.
Okay, but I'll be back. One of these days, you may be hungry.
I hope I never see you again.
Miss Taylor.
Oh, yes, Mr. Mason.
Miss Taylor, is that any way to talk to a customer?
But he...
We can't have our sales girls talking back to customers.
But, Mr. Mason, you don't understand.
Miss Taylor, you're dismissed.
Taylor, how long is it going to be before Norma's ready?
She's just changing her dress, Andrew. She'll be right out.
She knows I'm here, doesn't she?
Oh, of course. I told her.
It's 7:30 now. I don't like to be late for the picture. Did you tell her to hurry?
Yes. I told her you were waiting.
Just like her old man, isn't she? He was always late.
Oh, Andrew.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Taylor. Ed was the best friend I had, but he was always putting things off.
I know, Andrew.
If it hadn't been for me, he'd never even kept his insurance paid up.
Yes. And I've always been very grateful for the way you've helped us since poor Ed.
I told him I'd do it, and I've been glad to, Mrs. Taylor. On account of Norma, maybe.
I don't know how we'll ever be able to pay you back, Andrew. Sometimes I worry about it so.
Don't you give it a thought, Mrs. Taylor. Why, sometime maybe I
Hello,
might even...
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Fine, Norma. Are you ready to go? We're late now.
Andrew, do you mind if I don't go to the movies tonight?
Oh, but this is Tuesday, Norma, and you know every Tuesday we...
Norma, Andrew wants you to go.
I'm sorry, but I have an awful headache, really, and I thought I'd go to bed.
But it's only 7:30.
Why don't you go without me tonight?
Maybe we'll just go for a walk then, huh?
Please, Andrew, I'm tired. I don't feel like walking.
Well, if you don't want to go for a walk either, I guess I might as well go to the movies alone.
I wish I felt more like it.
Well, I better hurry along. Don't want to miss the start. Good night, Norma.
Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Taylor.
Good night, Andrew. Norma, you think it's nice to treat Andrew that way? You've hurt his feelings.
I'm sorry, Mother, but somehow I don't feel like having Andrew around tonight.
But, Norma, we owe so much to him. Seems to me the least you can do is...
I know you borrowed all that money from him, Mother, but I didn't think you'd put me up as security.
Norma!
Well, I'm sorry, Mother.
Andrew's been awfully good to us.
But a girl likes something else besides going to a movie or taking a walk. Honestly, it's awful to be under obligation to people. Mother.
Yes, dear?
I lost my job today. I got fired.
Oh, Norma, you didn't.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, what did you do?
Well, a young man came into the store to buy a negligee for his mother.
Yes?
Well, he got fresh, and I lost my temper.
But my dear, you can't...
Mr. Mason overheard me tell him off, and I was fired. That's all.
Norma, why weren't you more careful?
Oh, well, Mother,
I... My dear, we need every penny, and goodness me, sometimes I just don't understand you. I don't understand you at all.
Curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nana Sargent with the Milky Way Players. And now, John Weigel.
All of us know that there is truly delightful enjoyment to be found in the taste of fine candy, especially candy of the high quality for which Milky Way candy bars have long been known. For every bite of a Milky Way is a rare combination of the choicest candy ingredients. A thick milk chocolate coating, a golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and a soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. Together, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, and soft nougat combine to make every bite of a Milky Way a thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Well, there's the call for the second act of The World Between, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. Richard Blaine went into a department store to buy his mother a negligee. He was waited on by Norma Taylor, whom he tried to date. As a result, Norma walked away from him. And her boss, seeing this, discharged her from a job she needed badly. Well, it's now the next afternoon. Norma is walking along the street when a car pulls up at the curb.
Miss Taylor! Oh, Miss Taylor!
Well, of all the nerve!
I had a hard time catching up with you. I'd like to talk to you.
It seems to me you talked enough yesterday.
Oh, gee, I don't blame you for thinking I'm an awful heel.
Which I do.
But, well, I went back to the store to see you again this morning, and I heard what happened.
That should make you very happy.
Oh, but it doesn't.
Now, please let go of my arm. I'm going into the house.
Not until I tell you I'm sorry.
How did you find your way out here?
By one of the girls at the store. Do you want your job back?
I suppose you could arrange it.
I already have.
What?
I went up to see Hal Mead. He's a pal of mine, and his father owns the place. It's all fixed up.
You mean you actually...
Why not? You lost your job because of me, and the least I can do is to square it. And I'll cross negligees off my shopping list if you'll do me one favor.
What is it?
Have dinner with me tonight.
Oh, is that the price I pay for getting my job back?
You don't pull your punches, do you? Well, let's say that is the price.
Well...
We'll go anywhere you like and do anything you say. How about it?
Well, I think it might...
Well, I'll be back for you at 7 o'clock.
But I don't even know your name.
It's Blaine, Richard Blaine. So long, I'll see you at 7.
Richard Blaine. Well, now.
That you, Norma?
Yes, Mother.
Oh, Norma, the store called and it was all a mistake.
Yes, I know, but Mother, will you help me put some clean collars and cuffs on my blue dress?
Oh, Mom, I just don't understand you. Here you get your job back, and all you think about is collars and cuffs. Besides, supper's almost ready.
I won't be home for supper, Mother.
You won't be home for supper? But Andrew...
I'm going out and not with Andrew.
But no,
I'm going to the most wonderful place in town. There'll be dancing, and everybody will be gay and laughing.
Oh, go get ready for supper. Andrew will be here pretty soon.
Andrew. It's always Andrew.
My dear,
Mother, I'm not going for a walk with Andrew, and I'm not going to a movie with Andrew. Not tonight. I'm going out to dinner, and you know who I'm going with? Richard Blaine, Mother.
The Richard Blaine?
Yes, and he's calling for me at 7. Oh, for once I'm going out with someone who doesn't look at 25 cents as though it were all the money in the world.
But what will Andrew think?
I don't care what he thinks or says or does. I'm going to have a good time tonight.
Well, you're the first girl I ever met who was right on time. You hungry?
Frankly, I'm starved.
Well, so the girl does get hungry.
Wait till you see how much I ordered.
You can order everything on the menu.
Well, don't think I won't.
But was that your boyfriend you sort of brushed off as we left the house?
You mean Andrew?
If that's his name. But isn't he kind of old for you?
Well, you see, he was a friend of my father.
Oh. Well, he didn't seem to like the idea of getting brushed off.
Where are we going, Mr. Blaine?
You know, just to make a rough guess, I'd say you were changing the subject. And that reminds me.
Yes?
From now on, the name is Richard. Dick, that is.
All right, Dick. Now, where are we going?
We're going someplace, Norma, where there are lots of people and where they can all see how beautiful you are. Come on, Norma, just one more dance.
Oh, Dick, please, I'd better be getting home.
Well, aren't you having fun?
Well, Dick, it isn't that, but it is late, and I have to get up so early.
Okay, darling, tomorrow night we'll pick up where we left off.
Tomorrow night?
Same time, same station.
But it's been almost every night for the past 2 weeks.
Well, are you getting tired of it?
Oh, you know I didn't mean that, but, well, you might get tired of me.
Well, how could anybody get tired of anyone as lovely as you are?
And unless you want me to be a wreck, I've got to get some sleep. You forget I'm a working girl.
Come on. Just one more dance before we go.
All right. Just one more. I'd love to dance with you, Dick.
And Dickie Blaine?
Oh, hello, Corinne.
Well, Dick Blaine, fancy meeting you here.
Yes, just fancy it.
I haven't seen you since the party at your house a couple of weeks ago.
Corinne, this is Miss Taylor, Miss Warburton.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? But, Dick, how's Susie? I phoned a few times, but was told she was at Rest Haven.
Yes, she's convalescing again.
I suppose, though, she'll be giving another big party when she gets home.
Well?
Dickie, you know you haven't treated me very nice, don't you? You haven't called me. I thought you were away.
Oh, I've been around.
Yes, so I see. Dick.
Corinne, Norma and I.
Oh, there's lots of time for dancing, Dickie. I merely wish to warn Miss Taylor that your trophy room is lined with broken hearts.
Corinne, your table
Yes, I see. I'm being waved at.
Yes.
But, darling, call me soon. It was charming meeting you, Miss Taylor.
Norma.
I think I'd better go home now, if you don't mind. Dick.
Hmm?
Who is she?
Oh, she's just Corinne Warburton. Girl I used to know.
She's so very beautiful.
I guess so.
She must have a lot of money. It was a beautiful dress she was wearing.
You think so?
Dick,
hmm?
Who's Susie?
Well, that's Mother.
Your mother?
Sure. The one I bought the negligee for, remember? As a matter of fact, I only have one mother.
Oh, Dick.
Mother goes in for convalescing. Every few months, she has to take a couple of weeks' rest, and then when she gets home, she gives a coming-out party.
Will I meet your mother sometime?
Sure, if you want to.
Dick, I wish... Did you know her awfully well, that girl?
I used to go out with her.
But you don't anymore.
You heard what she said, Norm. I haven't seen her for a couple of weeks.
But...
Oh, darling, she doesn't mean a thing to me. See, we got here fast.
Oh, yes, but...
Look, darling, who have I been out with every night for the past 2 weeks?
Me.
Norma. Can't you tell I'd rather be with you than Corinne? Haven't we had fun together?
I've never had such good times in all my life.
Well, is there any reason they can't continue?
No, not that I know of.
You know, I think you're wonderful, don't you? Norma, I...
Good night, Dick.
Don't go in just yet, please.
No, Dick, please.
Don't you even like me a little?
I'd like you an awful lot, Dick, but please let me go in now.
All right. But, darling... Oh, Norma, darling, you're wonderful.
Oh, Dick, I think I've loved you from the very first moment I saw you, but I've got to go in now. It's so late.
All right. Tomorrow night, then?
Yes, dear. Tomorrow night. Good night, darling. I love you.
Good night, sweetheart. Pleasant dreams.
Pretty late for you to be getting home, isn't it, Norma?
Andrew.
I've been waiting for you, Norma. I want to talk to you.
Well, it's late now, Andrew, and
I... You've had plenty of time to talk to him.
I just said good night.
Yes, I saw you.
Now, see here, what right have you to spy on me?
What right have you got letting that guy kiss you like that?
Is it any business of yours if I happen to be in love with him?
Is he in love with you? Did he ask you to marry him?
Well, no,
And he's not going to, either. Look, Norma, guys like him are no good.
Is that so?
Yes, and what's more, I...
Perhaps that will teach you to mind your own business.
Norma, slapping my face won't change a darn thing.
Andrew, I'm going in the house.
All right, Norma. But you're being a little fool, and don't forget I told you so.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nana Sargent with the Milky Way players, here is John Weigel.
The next time you have a few free moments in the middle of a hard day's work, you can turn them into a really delightful occasion by treating yourself to the taste of a Milky Way candy bar. You enjoy every bite of a Milky Way, right from the moment you first open the crisp wrapper and notice that enticing scent of fine, pure milk chocolate. Then with each bite, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk, all melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way. The call for the third act of The World Between, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. Norma Taylor had some doubts about Richard Blaine when he introduced her to Corinne Warburton, but she finally confessed she loved him, only to be met by Andrew, who was waiting for her outside her house. Well, Andrew insisted that Richard is no good. Well, it's now the next evening. Norma is alone in the house with her mother.
Norma?
Yes, Mother?
I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes, dear.
Oh, please, not now, Mother.
You're not going out with that young man again tonight, are you?
Yes, I am. Where is that lipstick?
But it's every night, Norma. And last night it was after 2:00.
I know.
Andrew doesn't think it's a good thing for you to be seeing so much of him. He told me about seeing you come in last night.
Andrew can't seem to mind his own business, can he?
He's only thinking of you, Norma. That young man is rich, and I...
Mother, I don't see that it makes any difference that Richard has money. If two people...
Has he told you he loves you, Norma?
Well, not in so many words, but I know that...
Do you think he's serious?
Well, what do you mean, serious?
I mean, does he want to marry you?
Oh, Mother, you're rushing things.
I still don't understand why you haven't brought him in to meet me. Have you met his family?
No, but I'm going to tonight. Oh, dear me, there he is, and I'm not ready.
He can wait.
Honestly, that's what comes of talking.
It seems to me the right kind of man would come in the house and wait until you're ready.
Oh, darling, I'm petrified.
Why? Why?
Oh, I don't know. Just meeting your mother, I guess.
Don't let Susie throw you. Well, there's the ancestral shack.
But all these cars, Dick. Are all these people in your house?
I guess it must be. Come on, honey.
But when you asked me to dinner, I thought it was only going to
be... Susie had an idea for a party, Norma, and Susie loves parties.
Oh, but your mother shouldn't have. I mean, just because you're bringing me.
Well, darling, here we are. Hi, everybody.
Oh, Dickie, there you are.
Mother, this is Norma.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Lane?
Well, no. As usual, my son has good taste.
Well, thank you, but...
Look, will you girls excuse me a second?
Huh?
One of the boys wants to see me.
Oh, Dick,
oh, come
I...
along, dear, and join the others.
Oh, dear me, I'm afraid you'll have to tell me your name again.
It's Norma. Norma Taylor.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose Dickie's friends will miss him.
Miss him? What do you mean?
Why, didn't you know? He's going away tomorrow.
Going away?
Of course. That's why I'm giving this party tonight.
Oh, no.
What is an idea? Are you ill?
What's the idea of making me take you home so early, Norma? Party isn't half over.
Well, I guess I don't feel very well. Dick, why didn't you tell me you were going away?
But I was going to when I took you home tonight. After all, I don't leave until tomorrow.
Oh, where are you going?
Oh, Susie's got the crazy idea I should learn to run the business Dad left. I've got to go out west and look over the mills.
Oh, I see, but... Dick, why did you take me to the party tonight?
Well, you'd been wanting to meet Mother, and...
And you thought it would be the easiest thing if you put me in with a lot of other people where I wouldn't be noticed.
Oh, of course not, darling. I just...
Just what, Dick?
No, Norma, why bother about it? It doesn't make any difference.
It does to me, Dick. It makes a lot of difference. Well, thanks for everything, Dick. I don't suppose I'll see you again.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't walk out like that. Come here, honey, and shut the door.
No, Dick, that's all over.
Oh, Norma, don't take things so seriously. See, we were getting along swell. And...
That all depends on what you mean by swell.
But I'm going away tomorrow. Aren't you even going to kiss me goodbye?
Funny, Dick. It's awfully funny.
Well, what's so funny? You know I'm crazy about you, Norma, and...
Dick, in your world, that seems to mean one thing, and my world another. There's a whole world in between.
Well, Norma, I didn't realize it.
That's what's so funny, Richard. I thought you were in love with me. I thought you wanted to marry me. Isn't that funny?
Like the picture, Norma?
Oh, it was all right.
Just all right?
Well...
Norma.
Why?
Heard from that Blaine guy since you went away?
No.
Didn't think you would.
I guess you were right, Andrew.
Sure I was. But, Norma...
Yes?
Well, I've been thinking there's not much sense in you and your mother living alone the way you do, and, well...
Are you asking me to marry you, Andrew?
Yes. Will you?
Yes.
Well, now that that's settled, I guess I've got a right to kiss you.
Yes, Andrew. I guess you have.
Hey there, anybody home?
Dickie, darling, I'm so glad to see you.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, it's been two whole months. And, darling, the minute I got your wire, I called all your friends and arranged a wonderful party for tonight.
No, Susie, the party's out.
Oh, but you love parties, and I've invited everybody.
Sorry, Mother, but I've got some business to take care of.
Business?
You know, working out there in the mills for the last couple of months,
Yes?
Susie, we've been reading only one side of the social register.
Why, what do you mean?
I mean it's time we looked at the other side of the page.
Oh, goodness me, I always...
See you later, Susie. And tell everybody I'm sorry I can't be at the party. Will you wait on me, please?
Dick.
Yes, I...
I'm sorry, but I was just leaving. I'll get someone to wait on
but
you.
But, Norma, I've got to talk to you now.
Oh, very well.
I just want you to make one more sale.
What is it you want?
That blue velvet negligee. Remember it?
Yes.
Well, I want it wrapped as a wedding present.
A wedding present?
Didn't I say it belonged in somebody's trousseau?
I'm sure she'll look very lovely in it.
So am I. It's for you, Norma.
For me? But how did you know?
Oh, things get around.
Oh, but I never expected... Richard, I can't accept.
You've got to. I told you to save it for my bride.
But I'm going to marry Andrew.
Darling, this is no time to kid.
I'm not kidding.
You can't marry Andrew, Norma, because you're in love with me.
Oh, Dick, please.
You told me so. You told me about the world between us, Norma, and I've been thinking.
But you didn't even write.
I was afraid you wouldn't believe me. And I wouldn't have blamed you.
Then...
I had to wait until I got back to... tell you something I should have told you a long time ago. I love you, Norma.
You do? Really?
With all my heart. I knew it the moment I left. Norma, will you marry me?
Oh, Dick, That just about changes everything.
Then you will marry me?
Oh, yes, darling, yes, I will. It's just that I thought I'd never hear you ask me.
You want me to say it again?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to marry me, darling. And I love you.
Oh, Dick, just keep on saying that over and over. Forever.
Curtain falls on the last act of The World Between, another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Milky Way Candy Bar. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders as Richard Blaine and Nana Sargent as Norma Taylor. The supporting players were Hilda Graham, Maurice Copeland, Elmira Ressler, and George Caesar. The script was by Richard Marinas. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber. And the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. And now, here are the stars of Curtain Time with a word about next week's play.
Yes, Pat. But first, let me remind everybody that next Saturday is also Poppy Day, when the American Legion Auxiliary asks everybody to buy flowers made by our disabled war veterans. So remember, next Saturday, buy your poppy and wear it with pride.
Now, about next week's play?
Next Saturday, Pat, Harry Elders is a reporter who's looking for a girl just like the girl his mother used to be.
And what's more, Nanette Sargent is almost it. I said almost. And the play's called Wanted, an Old-Fashioned Girl.
Which seems like a very appropriate title. Thanks and good night, Nana Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night, Pat.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Milky Way Candy Bars present...
Good time!
Week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.